And let's get into this meeting today. We've got 8 races on the synthetic track at Geelong, and Warren Huntley is with us to preview. How are you, Warren?
Oh, very good, thanks, Nance.
Well, we've got a meeting on the synthetic track today, a couple of short price favourites, but good representation from leading stables.
Yeah, a couple of skinny fields, and obviously the synthetic track at Geelong's getting close to the end of its tenure as a racing proposition. But yeah, I think we'll have to tread that a little bit warily, because as you mentioned, there's a few shorties throughout the day, but hopefully we found a couple of a bit of value as well.
Okay, well, let's have a look at race one. This is a maiden over the 1,300, take out the four. The odds on favourites number three, Phil Gree at $1.65, Masika 480, and Mosh Vargo is at $3.60.
I can't tip against the favourite in this race. I probably couldn't back her at that price, but her form last preparation was good. Her first up run was solid, and she should be fitted with that run under the belt. I think she's the most likely winner. Getting back onto firmer ground, I think can suit number six, Mosh Vargo. Masika's honest, can make her own luck and fit her for a couple of runs back from a spell, just keeps running into one or two better, and that may well be the case again today. And I just thought also getting onto firmer ground, Mr. Drew, who's got race fitness on his side, might be next best. 3, 6, 5, 2.
Three from 6, 5, and 2 in race one. Race two, this is a 3-year-old maiden, 1,300. Takeout runners 8, 9, and also 10. We've got number two, Isle of Light at 4.20, Mercury Bullet 6.50, Pantone at 8. Then you've got two equal favourites, number five, the Roosabout at 2.70, and also a first starter for the Hayes Dabernig training combination, All That She Wants at $2.70.
Hoping this is a race where there's some value, not many big odds horses throughout the day, but I'm happy with the $4.20 Isle of Light, two runs back this preparation. No luck at all first up, and second up was okay. I just think getting to the 1,300 metres, just importantly, I hope he begins cleanly. I don't mind a wider barrier draw at 1,300 metres here. Might be able to roll across and get outside the speed, and I think has as good a chance as anything in an even race, and the odds are a little bit in the favour of two Isle of Light. I think the Rouseabout is also fitter for a few runs back from a spell, should roll forward from that draw. Mercury Bullet, another one getting fitter and up in distance suits. And from the trials and jump outs I've seen of All That She Wants, I think 1,300 metres is a suitable kickoff point. Just think she might find a few crossing her and is a little bit under the odds. 2, 5, 3, 6.
2 from 5, 3, and 6. We go to race three, 1,100 metre race, take out 5 and 6. Number two, Clever George at 3, 6.50 for Kofifi, down to Verdancy at 5.50, 7.50 Park Hustler. You've got Juanito Yves at 3.90 and Catching Beams at 7.
Going with Clever George, Nance, there was money for him at Werribee last up. There was also money for the winner, a first starter, and they fought the race out. Back on drier ground was the key, I think, there to Clever George, and he gets onto the synthetic track here that he hasn't raced on, but I'm sure he's seen it in his track work from the Vin Malady stable, going with 2 ahead of 9. Juanito Yves, who's had good market support, or particularly last start, there was good early money for him when he was first up and tested behind the Blue Diamond winner on debut. So they've tested him against some good opposition in his two starts today. Fitter for that one run back and gets on dry ground here. 11 Catching Beams has shown a little bit. I thought the jump out recently was better than the official trial. And 8 Park Hustler should be getting close to peak fitness now. 2, 9, 10, 8.
So we go 2 from 9, 10, and 8. The third. The fourth race is a maiden over 1,900. Take out the 8. We've got number 2, Cleo's Poet, 3.20. Here's Bing at 5.50. Down to Bellissimo at $5. Nightly Thoughts at $4.40. And Somnium at $6.
I'm taking anything at $4 and above as value today, Nance, because there's a lot of shorties throughout the day. I think Nightly Thoughts is ready to step up that little bit in distance, should get a nice run from the draw. Just had the run spaced a little bit, so should be fitter now with those two runs now under the belt. 9 for me. Ahead of Cleo's Poet, who'll row forward, won't have to do any work to get there from the inside draw. Here's Bing, hasn't shown a real turn of foot in the three runs to date, but the blinkers going on at this distance range might just sharpen Here's Bing up that little bit. And Somnium, I thought, was a risk out to that long trip last start. Just comes back a couple of hundred metres here. Might be in the favour of Somnium. But I'm not convinced, but the stable persisting in this distance range, I've got to have some respect. 9, 2, 3, 11.
9 from 2, 3, 11. We look at the quaddy legs, race 5. We've only got a small field of 4 here with runners 3 and 4 coming out. Number 1, Wall Street Wolf at 170, 480 Dan Zephyr, Violent Snows at 7, and Jealous Rumour at $4.20.
I'm going to go with Wall Street Wolf. Now, I think he's the obvious. He hasn't won first up before, but he loves this surface, and he's at 1,300 metres first up here. So I think that all works in his favour, and he just gobbles them up on the synthetic track. I want Dan Zephyr as a bit of insurance with the blinkers going on in the quaddie, and I didn't have a lot between Violent Slow and Jealous Rumour as next best. But one clearly, two insurance, and then a gap to 5 and 6.
So 1-2, gap 5-6. We go to race 6. This is over 2,200. Take out the 8. Number 1, Aldo at 5. 2.15, War Piglet. Down to Miss Kavatica at 8.50. 5.50, She's Got More. Chippawa's at $6.50.
Couldn't back War Piglet at that price. Backing up from last week, she does a few things wrong. She did work in the run last week, but she still doesn't have a great head carriage or a racing style. I think she's improving, but Henry Dwyer's taken the winkers or the blinkers off and put the winkers on. She can improve, but I think Aldo, I keep referring back to his first up run, he's driving me mad with his run since, but I think now with three runs back from a long spell out to this distance range, I can see Aldo running really well here, one ahead of War Piglet, who might roll forward and give a sight, and she might keep going, but certainly think she's under the odds. She's Got More, I think he's going a lot better than the last start suggests, and I think getting onto Firmagrand here is a positive. And Chippawa, there's a few of them coming through that same form line. There mightn't be a lot between them. I put Chippawa in as next best. 1, 2, 6, 7.
One from 2, 6, and 7. We look at race 7. He can take out number 6. We've got number 2, Perfect Command at 3.60. Clear Signal at 5. Al Lucas at $3.70.
Going with Perfect Command, Nards. I've been batting up for him a bit in recent times. No improvement in him at this stage of the preparation. And some of his hard luck stories are of his own doing. He doesn't have a take advantage of a forward position barrier racing style. He likes to balance up and find a line. But I think there's enough speed here. I'm going to give him another chance to Perfect Command. Our Luca will be part of that speed, fitter for one run back from a spell. The Bont's just got a terrific record here. He had a very deep racing preparation, and he loved racing on this surface. He didn't win first up, but he's only had that one prep, and he learned a lot during that prep, so I'm certainly giving him a chance first up here. And Bond for Glory's probably got as good a turn of foot as Perfect Command. She'll be off the speed, and if they do put the pressure on up front, she'll be very strong late. Pretty even. Put them in 2, 7, 1, 11.
So we go 2 from 7, 1, and 11, and then we go to the last. This is over 1,300. Take out runners 3, 8. 10, 11 and also 12. Number 1, Perfect Statue at 3.50. Princess Arrow, 7.50. 5, 4, Anron. Reserve Streets at $1.95 favourite.
Yeah, I think if we're patient, that's been a little bit of a drift there, and I'd be happy with Black Odds at the Reserve Street. Now, so I think he's a horse with real upside, and ultimately he's going to be better than this grade. This is his first run of the gelding. I loved an official barrier trial recently at Cranbourne, and I'm keen on him, 6 Reserve Street, particularly at the 1,300 metres first up. I think that's a good distance for him. He won't be run off his feet. Princess Arrow appreciated the drop in grade, had a bit of a confidence booster last start. Gets back to the 64 grade here, but she's been competitive in better grade than this. Perfect Statue, fitter for 3 or 4 runs back from a spell, should be just about right at the top now. And Anron with the tongue tie going on, respecting the fact that the horse is a Flemington winner and fitter for one run back from a spell. 6, 2, 1, 5.
So we go 6 from 2, 1, and 5. What about a best roughy quaddie and also your player of the day, Warren?
Got to wait for the last for the best for me, Nards. Race 8, number 6, Reserve Street. Don't think there's a lot of value through the day, but I do think there's a bit of value about the price of race 2, number 2, Isle of Light. For the quaddie, first leg 1 and 2, second leg 1, 2, 6 and 7, third leg 1, 2, 7 and 11, the last leg numbers 1, 2, 5 and 6. And I'm going to play some running doubles through races 3 and 4 with numbers 2 and 9 in both legs and hope for a bit of a split there with a $4 outlay for one unit. So race 3 and 4 running double, 2 and 9 into 2 and 9.
Okay, Warren, we'll talk later in the program when we discuss track work.
Thanks, Nards.
Warren Hutley with his preview of the meeting Geelong Synthetic. It's now 19 to